Okay, so let's finish off the functionality in Twitter Time Cop. So when we last left it, it was just basically counting the session time in the content script and kicking you out if you breached that session time limit. But we were not catering for anything to do with the daily time limit. So I just want to do a walkthrough of how I would implement the daily time limit checks using a service worker and sending messages from the service worker to the content script to nuke the Twitter page once we've breached the daily time limit. So let's save that to 2 minutes and we'll go back to the code. And this is as it was when we last left it. So I think we need to update the content script and we also need to update the service worker as well. So if we refresh our minds on the code, then it's basically creating a header banner and then it's going to be getting from the sync storage, the session time limit, daily time limit, logging those out and setting these variables here, starting the timer, and then every 5 seconds, it's going to send a message to the service worker saying that we are browsing Twitter. And then this is the check to see if the users exceeded that session time limit. And if they have, then we're going to call the Twitter time cop, empty the page out and replace it with a div containing the Twitter time cop busted. So we don't actually need to clear it before we do this. We can just delete that line away and this should do the same thing. And if we look at the service worker, it's just got that listener listening out for a message with the destination service worker and the type being browsing Twitter. And up until now, it's just been logging that the user's browsing Twitter. But we need to use the sync storage again to track the cumulative amount of time that the user's been on Twitter that particular day. And if it's over the set amount in the options that the user's set, then we need to send a message to the content script telling it to kill Twitter. So I've pre-written a lot of this code and I'm just going to paste it in here and talk you through it. So in the service worker, we are going to get the daily time limit, the seconds today so far, and what the current date is in storage. So we'll get that daily time limit in minutes, and then we're going to break everything down into seconds. So we'll get the current date and get the first 10 characters of that as the current date. So that's just the date part of the date time. Check if it's a different date to what we have in storage, i.e. it's not today. If it is, that means that it's a new day. So we want to set the current date to the new date and start our count off to say they've done 5 seconds today, seeing as the content script would have sent the message after 5 seconds of Twitter browsing. And if it is the same day, then we're going to get the seconds today into this variable and go ahead and check the daily time limit and say, are the seconds today greater than or equal to the daily time limit, which was in minutes times 60? If it is, then we're going to call a function called the call the service worker Twitter time cop function. Could have named that better, which will then call the content scripts and obliterate Twitter. If they've not breached their daily limit, then we're just going to add 5 seconds and just log out where they're up to and store the seconds today for us to use it again later on. Okay, this way, if we've got multiple Twitter tabs open, they can all be sending messages to the service worker saying that this guy's got like 3 Twitter tabs open. And I guess there is a chance that it could be some race conditions with his storage, but it's generally super quick. So overall, it should track all 3 Twitter sessions and kill them all at the same time. So now we need to implement this function here. So we're going to create call the service worker Twitter time cop. And there's 2 methods in theory that we should be able to use for that. Method 1 looks like this, which is just calling chrome.runtime.sendMessage. Destination would be content script type, call the Twitter time cop, and then we've put in some notes here to say the daily time limit's exceeded. Now, in theory, this should work, but at the moment, for whatever reason, it's not. So in theory, we should be able to use this message passing as we've got in here to send a message and to add a listener that receives it. And the actual code here is doing this from a content script to a background script. But it does say send data from the service worker to a content script. So it should work in that direction too. And it would work from a pop-up to a service worker to pop-up, etc. But for whatever reason, I'm getting an error when I try and use this approach. So instead of that one, which I'll comment out, we can use method 2, which is to query all the Chrome tabs for this URL pattern match. So any that match Twitter will go into this parameter variable here. And then we're going to do a for loop for each of these tabs So we'll use chrome.tabs.sendMessage. We pass in the ID of the particular tab that we're on, and we're just going to pass in a message saying it's time to call the Twitter timecop. Destination isn't important here because we know we're sending it to a content script, but let's just leave it in there anyway. So in here at the very top, I need to add in a listener to capture that message that's just been sent. So runtime.onMessage.addListener, request destination is content script, request type is call the Twitter timecop. We're going to create a log busted by the Twitter timecop, daily limit reached, and then we're going to call the Twitter timecop function down here. We also need to add some functionality here so we can cater for the Twitter timecop being called from the service worker rather than directly from the content script here when the session limits have been breached. So I'm just going to create some code here. So we're going to create a variable called cancel timer equals false. And we just need to add some code here to say if cancel timer is true, then we want to clear the interval there so it's no longer accruing the time in this Twitter session. Okay, and then when the call the Twitter timecop function has been called, we can just say cancel timer equals true. Okay, so that should be the code updates that are needed to cater for the daily limits as well as the session time limit. Let's go and check it out on Twitter. So we'll refresh the extension. Okay, so we'll open up Twitter now. Let's just double check. We've got the 2 minutes set there. That's correct. And if we let's just duplicate that and get another Twitter going. Open the console windows, and we should see the count start going up on these local console windows here. Just restrict that to Twitter timecop. That's all we're interested in. And then we inspect the service worker. We'll see that the Twitter session's going up, and it's going up pretty rapidly as well because we have got two of these on the go. Okay, so with our 2 minute time limit on here, then we should be breaching that pretty quickly. So I'll bring up the service worker, bring these up, and then hopefully we should see it being busted in no time. So 105 seconds, going to get to 120, and then hopefully blast this out. Boom, there we go. Busted by the Twitter timecop, daily limit reached. So yeah, there we go. That's the Twitter timecop complete with the daily time limit working now, as well as the session time limit. All right, I'll see you in the next lesson.